A device built to save seedlings in space became a global standard for clean air and fresh food.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Keeping produce and flowers fresh is a constant battle for grocers and florists. The culprit is often ethylene, a gas released by plants that triggers ripening and decay. NASA astronauts trying to grow their own food in the sealed environment of a spacecraft face the same issue. In the 1990s, NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center sponsored research at the University of Wisconsin to create a scrubber for plant growth units. The team designed tubes coated with titanium dioxide. When exposed to ultraviolet light inside the device, the coating creates a reaction that converts ethylene gas into trace amounts of water and carbon dioxide, both of which are good for plants. KES, Science and Technology Incorporated, licensed the device and partnered with Akita Holdings to market it as Aeroside. Unlike filters that just trap dirt, this system chemically destroys airborne organic matter, including mold, viruses, and even anthrax spores, all without producing harmful ozone. Today, this technology preserves food in supermarkets like Whole Foods and cleans the air in hospital operating rooms. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.